the internet. Now, there's a land grab underway on your world wide webs, and the prime real estate is domain names. Now, back in January, the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, we'll explain that in a moment, ICANN announced the number of top-level domain names would expand. We'll explain that too. This means that the current dominance of things like .com, .gov, .edu and .xxx will make way for .com. Pretty much anything at all. .Jonathan is no longer available. I've seen to that. Now, ICANN has this week revealed the results of its application process. It's incredibly costly. And mostly it's been left to the likes of Google, Microsoft, and the other big brands to do the buying. Google's put up its hand for .lol, .youtube, and .wow, among others. Apple, with typical stylish restraint, has applied for just one, .apple. What is this process? What does it mean? It's certainly costly. Let's have someone in to explain it. Who better than technology reporter Stuhl Gerrion? Stuhl, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What is all this fuss about? I think we should define some terms to begin with.
Yes.
ICANN and domains.
Okay. Domains is probably the thing to start with. They're the written bit of an internet address as opposed to the numerical one. So abc.net.au, that's an internet domain.
Yep.
And the .au part is one of the top-level domains. So it's the rightmost bit of an internet address is the top-level domain. And we used to have two sorts. There was .au is a classic country-level one, and there's an ISO standard for two-letter country codes that anyone who watches sport would be familiar with. And the other kind were called the generic top-level domains, and they were the .com, .net, .biz, .info we then had, and .xxx, as you mentioned. Now, they used to be really quite tightly held. There was only a couple of dozen of them at most, and ICANN, the organization which since 1998, from memory, has coordinated all this, recently decided, no, that's going to be completely open slather. Well, nearly completely open slather.
Expensive open slather.
Yes, because unlike registering a domain name, like if you wanted to register jonathangreen.com.au, you could get that for a few tens of dollars without any trouble. But to go into that top level, you don't just have to register the domain, you actually have to run all of the technical infrastructure that goes with that globally.
Okay.
Or your share of that. So you actually open a domain registry for business. And, for example, in Australia, there's a couple of dozen at least domain registries. So if you wanted to register jonathangreen.com.au, you have a choice of registrars to go to, and that's what drives the price down. But you want to do one at the top level, you actually have to create a registry, hook it into the global technical infrastructure, keep it secure, so that, for example, .apple at the end, if you went to, iPad.apple, you'd want to be sure it actually is Apple and hasn't been hacked. So,
yes. You
know.
But this is the great advantage, isn't it, of buying these top-level domains, that you can control what happens within that realm, and you can assure people that they'll be free of some of the nasties that you might find in the more open parts of the internet.
That's right. Now, that's one of the theories behind it. Like within the .com area up at the top, for years it's been run first come, first serve, and it didn't matter who you were. So you could register McDonald's.com, and if you happened to get in before a certain hamburger manufacturer, well, you got in first. And a legal case could possibly come later if you weren't a genuine McDonald's for some reason. For example, if you had .bank, the idea is that the organization running that registry would only have real banks as members. And in fact, the .xxx domain is actually being run this way too. For someone to actually join the .xxx domain, they actually have to sign a document saying that the way they produce their adult material is legitimate by whatever laws you want to have, that everyone is in fact an adult, that is being properly paid, and you know,
so it's something potentially a step towards greater clarity around the web.
That's right, in theory. But it's interesting to see that an awful lot of people have just had a go at registering domains in the hope that they'll be able to build a business out of it later. For example, there's four different people going for .pizza. Four different ones.
We'll watch and see that. Watch that with interest. Dot, thank you for that a brief but clear explainer on upper level domains and what's going on there. Just coming up now to 9 o'clock, Sunday Extra.